Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Okay. Let me read the NIV. It says, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. Did you see anything there? Every translation that you hit left one important word out. Study. This is called Bible what? I want to ask a question tonight, that if all these translations are supposed to be helping us get better, why did they remove the word study? Think about it.
King James is the only one that had
to study.
It is the only. The other one said to try.
Right. Most of it said do. Be diligent. Do. King James, the Bible, God's Word, wants you to study. You know, how many people go to restaurants? Yeah, show ahead. Well, when you go to restaurants, I hope you know that they have a grade up there. What is that for? Would you eat from a C?
No.
A B minus?
No.
If you're really hungry, huh? Well, I ask you the question, when we're reading God's Word, do you want something pure or watered down? You want an A+. And I can tell you something that has stood the test of over 400 years is an A+. So here's what I want to talk about tonight. And we'll hit it quickly here. Because somebody told me they got to go to a game. I don't know who that was. I'm not calling any name. But God's Word is under attack. Last week I gave you several areas where God's Word is under attack. And tonight, we like to dive a little deeper. The first one is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17. And what I have up here is parallel Bible printings of the King James, the NIV, and the ESV. So we'll group those together tonight. What did I say?
1 Timothy 3:17.
16. See, it's right in my face, and I'm still saying it wrong. 1 Timothy 3:16. It reads this way. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, beloved on in the world, received up to glory.
Believed
on the world and received up into glory. Yeah, the NIV and the ESV, and probably the other ones as well, says, he appeared in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, and was preached among the nations, and believed on in the world, and was taken up to glory. Well, what they did here is they removed God and put he there.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.